All right, we'll say good morning. Let's continue. So we are picking up on the bottom of page Reshut Aleph. There are sheets. I'm sorry, I should have handed them out. There are sheets right on the back table over here. So Reshut Aleph. So remember again, the Mechaber was introducing us to this very interesting idea about the Levush. The Levush, the Shvil, the idea that the clothing often obscure that which is beneath. And when the clothing is peeled back, ultimately the true inner essence is revealed as well. But not only does levush mean clothing, but remember, levush also from lashon of shvil, a different pathway. That although there are many different pathways and many different approaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when you peel back everything, when you peel back all the different shvilim, all the different pathways, there's a certain unity in approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain unity in our Avodas Hashem. At the end of the day, as the Mechaber said, although we're all pursuing different paths in spirituality, there's one centralized mission or desire, which is Ritzoneinu Liros Es Malkinu. Our desire is to see, our desire is to know, our desire is to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. So we're picking up on the bottom of page Reish Yud Aleph. So now he says the following. Klapi Ma'ad Baramurim. So again, right now we've been talking about a number of different concepts, but how exactly are we to understand these ideas? Last two lines, page Reish Yud Aleph. There are additional sheets on the back table if anyone needs. Hari Bara Upashra Davar, Shazoi Ha'aradiyom. So obviously, these concepts that we are discussing, we're not discussing them here in a vacuum, we're discussing them here in order to shed light on the Yom Tov of Purim. Yesra came, Yesh Kol Shana Yeshnam Shnei Yimei Purim, Bukafim Uprazim, Ad Shebishanim Misuyamos Yeshna Mahalech Shal Purim, Patron, the page Yeshud Beis HaMashulash. So remember again, there are always fixed days of Purim, right? So Yudalit and Adar is Purim for non-walled cities. Tesvav is Purim for walled cities. You could even have a situation where, depending on the fallout of Purim, there's what's called a Purim Meshulash, where Purim essentially extends Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. As Yeshna Metzias Shikaviya Vakaima, Yeshla Chazaka Nikva Hadavar Bayom. So Purim, the truth is, and this is not unique by Purim, it's like all the other Tovim, it has a chazakah. This is actually very apropos, right? It has a chazakah. It's embedded in a particular day. Shloshes hayamim yotzim kviyas shepurim hu lo azil yesh lo kviyas. Now this is an amazing insight. I will say, just to understand the hashgach of this, what are we? We're in the middle of the parak of Cheskas Abatim, right? We're learning all about chazakas. What does Chazaka do? What Chazaka does is create a reality. The Mechaber makes an amazing observation. He says, you know, Purim is the only Yom Tov where you have 3 days. Now, what do I mean by that? What are you talking about? You have 3 days of Sukkot, more than 3 days of Sukkot, more than 3 days of Pesach. The idea is that Purim is the one day, one Yom Tov, which although it's only one day, you could have a Metzias, where like we said before, it falls out over the course of 3 days. Just so you understand that, the way that would work, for example, would be, let's say again, how does it work? It would be, if Yud Dalet Adar, imagine if Yud Dalet Adar for a moment, fell out on Shabbos. So if Yud Dalet Adar fell out on Shabbos, what would happen is, non-walled cities like us would celebrate Purim on the 13th. Right on the 13th, Friday. Tanis Esther would be on Thursday. Purim would be on Friday. Now, again, nothing happens on Shabbos because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, although there's a mitzvah of Simcha on that Shabbos of Purim. And then, of course, you have Yerushalayim, all the other walled cities on Sunday. So essentially, what you have is a 3-day Purim. What's unique about a 3-day Purim? What's unique about three? What's unique about three is that three is a chazakah. Three creates a reality, which tells you that there's something unique about Purim. There's something about this day. There's something about the ideology of the Yom Tov that creates a chazakah, meaning that its ideology is embedded within the Jewish consciousness. Lo azil, it's never going to leave. Yesh lo kviyas. Purim is established in the Jewish consciousness. Now, just so you understand, by the way, interestingly enough, the Rambam brings down that even when Mashiach comes, and according to at least some opinions, the Yom Tovim will be bottled, but you won't have the same Yom Tovim anymore. Purim is going to be established still on the calendar. There's something about Purim that remains in the consciousness of the Jew, the consciousness of the Klal. There's a chazakah. So what's the pshat? Right? So meaning, what is it? What's the chazok of Purim that allows Purim to remain a staple, to remain embedded within the consciousness of the Jew? Kol echad yodea shehine cholefes la shana od shana. Adam over Purim va'od Purim. So we know again, one year flows after the other. A person passes over one Purim, another Purim. V'shuv chozer the olam ha'avoda. Chozer la olam. Mau imkin gibli shalayom. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. Essentially, what the Mechaber says is, Purim come, Purim goes. And the truth is, lav dafka, we feel so different after Purim. Right? Meaning, well, the truth is, many of us feel different the morning after Purim, but I'm not talking about that. I mean, in general, like, here you're talking about something that is embedded in the consciousness of the Jew. So what is it? What is it? And I will say, by the way, I the reason why this is very important, because I think for many of us, if we're honest, we have a little bit of a difficulty with Purim, because it's not immediately clear like what it is that we are supposed to accomplish. And it is such a strange day. It is a day that is cloaked in so much frivolity, in so much lightheadedness, right? We're dressing up like who knows what, right? And we're doing all these different things. It's a strange day. It's a strange day. Yet again, it has a chazakah. Purim Mishulash has 3 days. Can't have 3 days. It's embedded in the, what's the ideology? What's the gilui of shalom? What's the hidden dimension? Kan tzarach ladas asanakulis hapnimis. She be'etzim shorish kol ha'avoda. So I say, here's where we have to understand, what is that the essence of our avoda as a Jew? Ma ha'avoda hazos locham. Zu achos mi'arba kushos. Interestingly enough, on the Yom Tov of Pesach, we ask this question explicitly. Remember again, this is the question of the Tam. The Tam, the simple son, asks, what are you doing? What is the meaning of all of these practices? What is the meaning of all of these things in which you are engaged? So we understand, what is the message of Pesach? Jumping for just a moment. What is the message of Pesach? It's very simple. We were slaves to Paro, and now we're no longer slaves to Paro. We were slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's it, meaning there was a transfer, right? We were the servants of Paro, now we are the servants of the Ribono Shel Olam. Mimitzrayim Ga'atanu, Mibes Avadim Pidisanu. You redeemed us from Egypt. And now again, Mibes Avadim, Sham Hiskala Hayetziyame Avdus Paro Lios Avdi Hashem. So we'll say the takeaway message of Pesach is very simple. We were servants of Paro, and now we are privileged to be servants of God. Gamarnu, done. That's Pesach. That's Pesach. And every single thing we do over the course of the Yom Tov of Pesach is to tie into that theme, that we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say, even think about it. What's the central part of Pesach? What's the central part of Pesach? Matzah. Why do we eat matzah? We have to leave Egypt quickly. Why do we have to leave Egypt quickly? Because, well, we were chased later. But why do we have to leave Egypt quickly? Hashem told us. So the whole Yisod of matzah is the master says run, you run. You run. That's it. The master said go. We were chased later on. But remember, again, we had the upper hand. If we wanted to say, you know what, we're going to wait until morning, we'll wait until morning. God told us to run. So when the master tells you to run, you run. Master tells you to jump, you ask how high. That's Pesach. We were avodim to Paro, and now there's an avodis. And by the way, you know, we speak about this, and the truth is, sometimes we focus on this a little bit less, and we don't necessarily focus so much on the fact of being servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because sometimes we feel there's not so much glory in servitude. We like autonomy. But yet, again, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to start with servitude, has to start with obedience. That's Pesach. Masha'in came by Purim. But here's what's interesting. This idea is not true by Purim. Because what does it say by Purim? Lashon HaGemara Megillah, Akate Avdi Achashverosh Anan. I will say, the Gemara over here is talking about why don't we say Hallel on Purim. We're going to talk about this on Wednesday a little bit more. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? One of the reasons the Gemara gives is because we only say Hallel when we are not servants to a human master. But at the end of the Purim story, we are still servants to Achashverosh. We're still servants. Even Mordechai, the great tzaddik, is Mishneh Lemelech Achashverosh. He's not in control. He has a lot of power, a lot of control, but he is not in control. At the end of the Purim story, we are still servants of Ahasuerus. Ein geula l'nekudas ha'avdus, im kein, mahi nekudas ha'gilui. So we'll say, now it's becoming very intriguing. Because now I understand Pesach. Pesach is, I'm no longer a servant to Paro, I'm only a servant to the Ribono Shel Olam. Well, that's not Purim. Because at the end of Purim, I am still a servant to a Gentile king. I am still a servant to a Gentile master. I am still a diaspora Jew at the whim of an unpredictable ruler. So what is the Gilui? So what is the inner essence of Purim? Nekudas HaGilui Hi She'im Ze Avadai Hare Shezohi Bechina Shel Achashverosh Yesh Kan Gilui Gavoa Yoser Mehanakuda Shezgala B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. So ultimately, again, says the Mechaber something amazing. And I both say, this is going to blow your mind. He says, it must be that Purim is something even holier than Pesach. Can you imagine this? It must be that the Gilui of Purim is something even greater. What is it? Yitzias Mitzrayim, hi amnam bitoy liyitzia me'avdus l'cheirus. So at the end of the day, as we just said before, so the exodus, yes, Pesach is a departure from servitude to freedom, but it's not full freedom. So what changed on Pesach? See, what changed on Pesach was nothing fundamental, meaning fundamentally we were slaves. And what happens at the end of the Pesach story? We're still what? We're still slaves. Right? The only thing that changed over the course of Pesach was who we serve. We started out the story by serving Paro. We ended the story by serving God. But the matzav of Avdus did not change. That is the part that remains in place. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the great tzaddik, the great Navi, even he is what? Even he is an Eved. Even he is a slave. Even he is a servant. Meaning Pesach, there is not a removal of the Avdus, there is just a shift of Adnus. You hear that distinction? There is no change in Avdus, there is just a shift in Adnus. Meaning, Avdus, the servitude, is still there, but who we serve, the master, the Adon, that's what changes. We'll say, okay, one more line, I'm really going to stop. We could do this the whole morning, but we'll do one more little piece. Masha'inkin b'gulas Purim. But you have to understand something. This is not true by Purim. Ein gu'ula l'bechinas avdus. Akate avde achasher shana. You see, by Purim again, the gu'ula does not express itself in avdus. The gu'ula does not express itself in a change of adnus. Meaning, the adnus, the master who we serve, does not change at all over the course of the story. We started out serving Achashverosh, we end off serving Achashverosh. Ha'avdus nis'eresh kiviyachol b'nekudas ha'golos, miskalu nekudas shilamala me'avdus, lamala me'avoda, v'zeh gufa sod ha'gula. So says the Mechaber Rabosai, with this line we're going to stop. Rather, it must be that if the avdus remains in place, miskalu nekudas shilamala me'avdus, something happened on Purim, which is even holier than emancipation from servitude. L'mala me'avoda, v'zeh gufa sod ha'gu'ula. Something bigger, something holier, something more beautiful, something more transcendent than the emancipation from avdus occurred on Purim. This is the secret of our redemption. Rebosai, that secret, Emirat Hashem, to be revealed tomorrow morning. Love a cliffhanger.